What I noticed pretty early on was that people were reluctant to talk to me because they knew that I lost my daughter. And if I didn't bring it up, they didn't bring it up. And, you know, does he know? Does he not know? Should I say it? Should I not say it? So I learned to kind of let people in, people that I valued.
You're really talking about support. And we cannot have too much support when we are grieving. It's very important to bring people in. It's very important to have people that support us and encourage us. We have support groups. I still do two or three support groups myself out of funeral homes that we work with. And it's amazing to me how the people will leave support group after an hour, just an hour. And they will say, that was so helpful. That was so good. And it's because there's that common thread in a support group of losing somebody that you love. But here's the key to letting people in. The key is permission. We have to, as a griever, say to ourselves, the people we come in contact with, that we consider friends and acquaintances, we need to make sure that they have permission to talk about Allison, to talk about my brother, to talk about my younger sister. We need to give them permission. And I like what you said about just saying to them, you know, my daughter has died recently. And then that kind of opens the door. And usually they will respond to that and go ahead and talk about it, how you're doing. But very important to give people permission. And the other thing, Eli, I think that people can say, and I hope they find this helpful, they can say to their friends, I just love to hear other people say her name. Or to say his name. I get that all the time. In fact, sometimes we close our support group by going around the room and everybody just saying out loud the name of their loved one.